Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hey guys, welcome to another Deeper Daily Podcast. We're dealing with Paul's statement in Ephesians 4:28, "Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need." Of course, the labor here within context is what it sounds like. It's actually having a job of some sort, working with your hands, supplying for your family and for your friends, not only the minimum, not only taking care of your own house, but to have a little more to give to him who has need. The first thing I want to bring out is that when Paul talks about giving, he talks about giving from the heart. If you are under the tithe, then this verse doesn't mean anything, because Paul should have said, let him who stole steal no more, but rather labor, working with his hands so that he may pay his tithes. But he doesn't. He wants you to work so that you can have, so that you are a conduit by which the kingdom can bless the world. And so I am absolutely not an advocate of believers not giving. But I am not an advocate of believers giving out of compulsion or necessity. They should be giving out of their heart towards charitably towards those who do not have. Paul tells you to work with your hands what is good. This is very similar to something he would say. One of my favorite passages from Paul is found in 1 Thessalonians 4, where Paul says, "We urge you, brothers, to do this more and more," verse 11, "to aspire to live quietly, to mind your own affairs, to work with your hands as we instructed you, so that you may walk properly before outsiders and be dependent on no one." I was reading that from the ESV. The old King James says, "Aspire to live a quiet life and mind your own business." That's one of my favorite statements by the Apostle Paul, because I think it's where I want to be and it's where I'm trying to be. It's one of the reasons why I don't respond to stuff a lot via social media. I don't get involved in the political arguments or the social arguments. I don't even give my opinion very much. It's not because I'm stupid or I don't have an opinion or I'm uninformed. It's because I'm doing everything I can to live quietly and mind my own business. And I'm working with my hands in the world of business, as well as with my mind and my heart in the world of ministry, doing what I can do not only to provide for my own house, but to provide wherever I can charitably to those who are in need. And one of the ways that I provide charitably to those who are in need is providing the gospel of Jesus Christ for free all over the world. One of the things that we've been able to do is build a website and a web ministry that, by the grace of God, helps sustain us financially. But so much of that we give out for free. Some people never give back, and that's okay. Some people give in excess, and that's awesome. Either way, we're trying to be a blessing to those who do not have. Part of putting off and putting on, putting off is taking from others what you don't have. That's the way the world would live, or what you didn't earn. That's the way the world would live. They may steal. We don't steal. But we do not refrain from stealing because the Ten Commandments say, "Thou shalt not steal." It's not against the law spiritually for me to steal. But what happens is I have a new creation reality. And as I put on my new creation, I won't want to steal. I'll want to, and we're back in Ephesians 4 now, work with my hands the thing that's good so I can have something to give to the one who has need. You don't have to put the law in front of someone to teach them to live right. You have to show them the reason for their new creation reality and what that reality means to the world. I've heard good intentioned pastors doing whole sermon series on thou shalt nots, and they love passages like this from Ephesians where Paul says not to steal. And I say, yes, Paul did say not to steal, but don't stop there. Tell them what they're supposed to do in lieu of stealing. And when you do, you'll begin to give them a new creation reality instead of an old creation reality, and that makes all the difference. We'll move on to verse 29 tomorrow. See you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.